markings on the wall. It's a time that every sensor has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Does he turn? Are you hanging up your stockings on the wall? Are you hoping that the snow will start to fall? Do you ride on down the hillside in a buggy or a sleigh and find this is where
coming, you know, Santa Claus is, you know. Christmas, everyone. Hey, kids, are you having fun? Parents, we gave your children these little bags. Go ahead and get out the red noses, light them up, put them on your child. We're going to light up this auditorium with one of our favorite songs.
Dasher and Dancer.
Why this Christmas night, my reason to let them fall. No, no, no. Every note that I play on this drum will glorify the king and who he is from. Little only begotten, my talent is my first deposit, and this gon' be second to none. Pardon my lack of a present, I pray this creative expression is getting it done. May not be what is suggested, but here in your presence, I'm feeling I'm mixing it up. This is the power you've given to us. Thanks to the Father for sending his love. With those who be seeking a miracle worker, he is and he does. Yeah. Little baby, so don't go and play so aggressively. I get it, I know, yet I'm so excited. I'm praying that he'll be impressed with me. I'm playing for royalty, this is my specialty. I gotta give him the best of me. This is a present from God who's running the world. So yeah, he a child of the destiny. Look, yeah, this is much more than just holiday cheer. We celebrate Jesus, cause now that he's here, the joys around him reside, and we making it loud, so it's clear. Yeah. Sending his son and the people like us up in the street running. He don't got a whole lot to offer, no. But this little baby's the son of the beast. To come to an undone drum and I'm reaching up. I'm seeking love, glory to God in the highest ways. This is our family tradition. You gotta come listen and sit by the fireplace. We get excited for Christmas, but being Christians, we can inspire change. All of these lights, spectacular sights, I'm praying at least to some brighter days. All praise to the sun, I give you my time and I give you this joy. So do it.
Whispers hum through frosty air. family gathered, hearts in play.
I'm excited. I can't help but tell somebody else. The King has come singing out somebody. Hallelujah, praise Emmanuel. I'm talking like go and tell it on the mountains. Over the hills and His grace abounds. The Prince of Glory, heaven's plague, redeeming love, we praise His name.
His favor shines where faith is found. Peace on earth, His grace abounds.
The Prince of Glory, heaven's plague, redeeming love, we praise His name.
Heaven rejoices, the Savior is born. Glory for.
The darkness bows, it's me, the King has come.
is here, bringing a cheer, filling the air.
Gather round, far and wide, every nation, tongue and tribe. Hear the call, lift your eyes. I hear them ringing, hear them ringing. Glory, glory in the highest. Make way for the
busy bodies, all these parties, there's no slowing down. Ain't it funny? All because we forget what it's about. I see it in the noise, the not so silent nights. When will we recognize? Oh. Christmas. Now we've got a thrill of hope, and I believe the enemy knows this season means one thing, and he doesn't want the world rejoicing. No, no, no. He's here. Hallelujah, he's here. Hallelujah, hear the weary world rejoicing. Hallelujah, he's here. Hallelujah, he is here. Hallelujah, hear the weary world rejoicing. Hallelujah. Distracting us from Christmas. Now we've got a thrill of hope, and I believe the enemy knows this season means one thing, and he doesn't want the world rejoicing. Hallelujah, he's here. Hallelujah, he's here. Hallelujah. Rejoicing.
Wasn't silver, wasn't gold, the greatest treasure to behold. Was a child cradled in the hay. Wasn't riches, but it was the greatest offering of love. A father who gave his son away. From throne to lowly manger, the hope of the world born to us, the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Open your heart, come receive the word who is the gift.
could have stepped into creation with fire for all to see, brought every tribe and nation to their knees, arriving with the host of heaven in royal robe and crown, rulers of the earth are bowing down. But you chose meekness over majesty, wrapped your power in humanity. So glory be to you alone, King who reigns from a manger throne. My life, my praise, everything I owe to Jesus, the King on a manger throne. You could have marched in all your glory to the cradle, from cradle to the cross, let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. But the grave couldn't hold, our God is overcome, let heaven and nature sing, this is our King. From heaven to the cradle, from cradle to the cross,
Christmas. It's great to see everybody tonight. Come on, put your hands together if you're excited to be here. We're grateful to have you here with us. And, you know, this past week, I came across a year-end news piece. You know, as we're here celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, I came across a new year-end news piece that detailed some of the most wild, funny, and notable birth stories of the past few years. There's three headlines in particular that caught my attention. I want to show them to you as we started tonight. The first one was, German museum director gives birth to 10th child at the age of 66. That happened in March of this year in Berlin. And what's crazy is She's had 8 children, including twins, since turning 53. So if you have any plans to visit Berlin anytime soon, you may want to be careful about drinking the water. Second headline was, baby just set a hospital weight record. See the adorable photo. So one couple got the surprise of their life when their baby weighed in at twice the average weight of a newborn. See a picture right there, 14 pounds, 8 ounces. Look at the baby on those cheeks. And then number 3, new father's horrified expressions while watching the birth of his child goes viral. So an Arkansas man named Brent Stills was standing bedside at the birth of his daughter. And take a look at these photos. This dad's face says it all. He looks grossed out and terrified all at the same time. And you know, whether it's a 66-year-old giving birth, a newborn tipping the scales at 14 pounds, or a dad's priceless reaction, there are many birth stories that capture our attention and make headlines. But as wild as these headlines are that we just walked through, have you ever wondered what is it about Jesus' birth that makes it different than any other headline-grabbing birth? I mean, why is it that even 2,000 years later, we're still here celebrating his birth? Well, to answer that question, I want you to come back in time with me to the very first Christmas. In the Bible, the book of Luke records the first public announcement of Jesus' birth. It's what I like to call the great announcement. And even if you're new to the Bible, you've probably heard this announcement because it's one of the most famous Christmas scriptures. For example, in the classic TV movie, A Charlie Brown Christmas, there's an iconic line where Linus says, "And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." And what he shared immediately before that was the announcement that went out about Jesus' birth found in Luke chapter 2, which we're about to read. But before I do that, let's get a little bit of a running start in this passage. So where we're going to pick it up, Jesus has just been born in the small town of Bethlehem. And on the outskirts of town, the great announcement goes out. And look at how it happens. We read in Luke 2, verses 8 through 9. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." Now, just for a moment, in your mind's eye, I want you to try to imagine what this might have been like. You know, in our day and age where we're accustomed to special effects and bright lights, this may not strike us as it did them. So think about it. It's a chilly, quiet, dark night. Maybe the only sound is shuffling of sheep, maybe a small crackling fire. And then suddenly the skies burst forth with the blinding glory of the Lord. So like think of, if you've ever been in it, like, you know, being in a dark room and then somebody puts a blinding, like a flashlight right in your eye. It's just like the instant light. It's just like, oh man, whoo, it overwhelms you. This is them. And they're terrified. And look what the angel says. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah and the Lord.'" And we can say that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. But here in this birth announcement, I want you to notice there are several two-word phrases that stand out. And you know, if you think about it, there's power in just two words. We say things like, "Thank you," "I'm sorry," "Forgive me," "You're hired," "You're fired," "Bears win." Now, I'm not a Bears fan, I'm a Packers fan, but I hope I'm not saying Bears win next week after the Packers and Bears play. But you know, there are even two-word phrases that can change your entire life. "Marry me," "I do," "I'm pregnant," "It's triplets," We're broke. But you know, if we look at this passage, there are three two-word phrases that can not only change your life right here and right now, but they also tell us why Jesus' birth stands apart from every other birth ever, past, present, future. Here's the first reason why Jesus' birth stands apart, because it's good news. The angel said, I bring you good news. It was good news then, and it's good news now. And I'm grateful for that because we live in a society where bad news often dominates the headlines. You know, it's like the patient who went into their doctor and then for some testing, the doctor came back and said, you know what, I have some really bad news. It's terminal. You have a disease and it's terminal. And the patient, after getting over the shock, said, okay, well, doc, tell me, how long do I have? And the doc said, well, you have 10. And the patient's like, 10 what? Years? Weeks? Months? I mean, days? 10 what? And the doctor said, 9, 8, 7. That's bad news right there. But Christmas isn't like that. The angel said, I bring you good news. And what makes good news good is often when it connects with a deep need someone has. And our deepest need is to be forgiven of our sin. Look back at the scripture. It says, today in the town of David, a Savior, highlight, circle, underline, a Savior has been born to you. One person put it this way, if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But since our greatest need was forgiveness, God sent us a Savior. Our greatest need, being forgiven of our sin, has been met in the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He came, he lived, he died, he rose again, so that anyone who places their faith in him can be made right before God. And that's good news. Here's the second reason that his birth stands apart. Reason number two, because it brings great joy. The angel said, I bring you good news that will cause great joy. I don't know if you've noticed this, but you probably have, but in the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, every year, you're gonna see the word joy everywhere. It'll be on people's lawns, it'll be in stores, it'll be in decorations, you'll hear it in songs, joy to the world. It's the major theme of Christmas. That's why we say Merry Christmas and not Scary Christmas. Problem is, fewer and fewer people are experiencing it. For example, the Harris Poll has been measuring Americans' happiness and joy since 2008. And in its inaugural year, the composite score stood at 35 out of 100. It's not good. The most recent poll they did in 2024, that number had slipped to 31, which means, according to their findings, a gray cloud sits consistently over the head of 2 out of every 3 people. Maybe you would say tonight, I'm one of those people. Smiles are in short supply. And you know, it might lead us to wonder, how could that be? We live in one of the most advanced civilizations of all time. Think about it. We can communicate with loved ones no matter where they are. We can enjoy an endless supply of entertainment at the touch of a button. We can access information on virtually any topic instantly. This is about a week ago. I was watching, I was in the kitchen with my 9-year-old daughter, and she was finishing up a class project, and she had to do a project on the state of Maine. And she was trying to figure out what the state bird of Maine was, and I watched as she grabbed my wife's phone and said, hey Siri, what's the state bird of Maine? And just like that, it goes black cap chickadee. And I looked at her and I go, man, that must be nice. You know, when I was in elementary school, back in the 1900s, you know, when we rode dinosaurs to school, you would have had to go to the library and check out a book and look it up. And you can just go, what's the state bird of Maine? And boom, you got the answer like that. We can get information instantly. You know, we benefit from advanced healthcare and medicine. We have more modern comforts than ever before. We have all these things, yet joy seems to elude us. Leads me to ask the question, what is it that causes lasting joy in a life? Like, if all these things can't do it, what is it that causes lasting joy? Look back at the verse with me one more time that we're looking at. The angel said to them, don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will, keyword here, cause great joy. What is it that causes great joy in the life of a person? It's the good news of Jesus Christ and knowing him as your Savior. And then it says at the end, he is the Messiah, the Lord. Knowing him as your Savior and your Lord. Now, what does it mean to know him as Savior and Lord? Well, since it's so cold, let's think warm for a minute. Okay, I want you to imagine you're on the beach somewhere. Let's say you don't know how to swim, but you wade out into the water because, you know, as long as you can touch it, you're good. But let's say you get grabbed by a riptide and you get pulled out and sucked out into deeper water. You can't touch. You're panicking. You're doing all you can just to keep your head above water. And then one last time, right before you're about to go under for the final time, you take one last breath and you're about to go under. This is it. And then a lifeguard comes and grabs you, saves you, pulls you safely to shore. You were rescued. That's what it means when we say Jesus is Savior. It means he rescued us from a situation we couldn't escape on our own. The Bible makes it clear. The situation is our sin. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short the glory of God. Then it says later that the wages of sin is death. It's what you get for sin, all of us. We've sinned. What you get for sin in return is death and eternal separation from God. But then it goes, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So our sin separates us from God, but Jesus came to change that. He came to forgive us. But the story doesn't end there. Let's say you're now safely on shore. The lifeguard doesn't just walk away. Instead, he offers to teach you how to swim. In that sense, he becomes your guide and your leader. That's what it means for Jesus to be your Lord. It means not only has he saved you from sin, but now you're surrendered to his leadership in your life, and he's the one that you follow. You're saying, I want your plan and your will for my life. This is where we find not only joy, but great joy. Knowing him as your Savior and Lord. So why does his birth stand apart from all others? Because it's good news. Because it causes great joy. And here's the last reason. Because it's for everyone. It's for everyone. Again, the angel said to the shepherds, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. See, some think you only get to experience God's goodness if you're good. No, that's confusing God with Santa. Okay? God doesn't play favorites. He came into this world to save all people, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of past you brought in here, no matter what you're doing at the moment, he came to save all people. Now, today we often romanticize, you know, with this passage, this announcement went out to the shepherds, and we all often romanticize shepherds and plays and pageants and shows like this, you know, just throw on a modified pillowcase and get you a walking stick, and you're a shepherd. But in that time, shepherds were lower class. I mean, they weren't just cute, you know, people in a standby and plays and things like that. They were lower class, and to many religious people, they were outcast, considered unclean, and thus they were unable to participate in religious activities. And when the announcement of Jesus' birth is made, it goes out to the shepherds, very ordinary people. It's like God was intending to say, no, it's really Jesus came for all people. There are no limits or qualifiers on who Jesus came into this world to save. Men, women, children, every race, every background. And that's great. That's amazing. But you know, as I've thought about it, that word all encompasses so much. It can almost feel kind of distant. But so there was no confusion, in the same breath, the angel moved from really wide to really narrow. Look back at this announcement one more time. There's another key word I want you to look at here. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." So we're going really wide. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Just went really narrow. All people, but a Savior has been born to you. Now, one of my favorite Christmas movies of all times is Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anybody seen the movie Jingle All the Way? You know that one? And at the end, there's a parade, and Arnold's character ends up dressed as, he ends up dressed as the hottest Christmas toy around, Turbo Man. And he gets the opportunity to give a Turbo Man action figure away to one lucky child in the crowd. And again, this is a sold out toy, can't get it anywhere. So the crowd's going berserk. Anyone could be chosen. And so Arnold's scanning the crowd, but then he spots his son, Jamie. And if you've seen it, remember, he points to his son and he goes, "Jamie." And in one moment, the camera pans from really wide to laser focused on the one, wide to narrow. It's all eyes on Jamie. And Jamie's in disbelief, because it could have gone to everyone, it could have gone to anyone at that point, but it suddenly became personal, because he realized, it's for me. I want you to recognize that yes, Jesus was born for all, but I want you to hear the Lord saying tonight, hear the Lord pointing to you and calling your name tonight. Unto John, unto Mackenzie, Rachel, Bob, Will, George, unto you, a Savior has been born. So here's a really important question. Have you received him as your Savior? Every other religion in the world, it's about achieving your salvation. But what good things can you do to get yourself right? But Jesus came to set the record straight. You can't achieve your salvation. You can only receive your salvation through opening your heart to Jesus Christ and trusting him to be your Lord and your Savior. You might ask the question, well, how does that happen? It happens from turning. It happens when you turn from your sin and place your faith in Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished for you through his life, death, and resurrection. That's what we're celebrating at Christmas. He came into this world so that he might be a sacrifice for us and take our place on the cross. You know, we put gifts under the tree at Christmas. But you know, Jesus came here, and 33 years later, after he was born, he didn't go under a tree. He climbed up on a tree, and he was nailed to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. So the question is, if you've never turned from your sin and placed your faith in Jesus Christ, are you ready to do that tonight? There's some of you here tonight that I don't believe anybody's here by accident tonight. Some of you, the Lord brought you here tonight so that you could hear the good news that causes great joy for all people. And this message is for you tonight. This is your moment. And so if you're here and you say, "I've never surrendered my life to Jesus Christ," if so, I want to lead you in a prayer of faith. And I believe there are many across this room tonight that are going to come to receive the gift of eternal life and find a new beginning. And I believe you're going to be one that is going to come to receive the gift as well. And so with every head bowed and every eye closed, this is a holy moment in this room. That's you. You say, "I never receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior." I want you to pray this with me. You just say, "Jesus Christ, I admit that I'm a sinner in need of the forgiveness that only you can offer. And so today, I turn from my sin. I reach out by faith and I place my trust in you. Jesus, be my Savior. Be my Lord. Lead me in your ways. Teach me to follow you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. It's your birth. It's good news. That causes great joy, and it's for all people, including me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer tonight and surrendered your life to Jesus, I want you to know the Bible says that all of heaven is rejoicing about your decision tonight. And so are we. Come on, guys, let's give it up for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ. Your life will never be the same from this moment forward. And if you said yes to Jesus tonight, we have a gift for you on your way out. It's called a yes packet. You'll find these on tables out in the lobby. And this is just our gift to you. It's a great tool to help you get started in your journey with Jesus Christ. And so pick one up on your way out to indicate your decision to us so we can be praying for you. No one's going to stop you. It's just there. You pick one up to indicate the decision you've made tonight. And if you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you join us here at Northwoods this first Sunday in January. And then for every family here tonight, we have a special gift for you. We have an ornament that has the passage we looked at tonight, Luke 2:10. And it's my prayer that as this hangs on your tree, you'll always be reminded of the great announcement that happened at Christmas, Jesus' birth, that it is good news that causes great joy for all people. So now as we reflect on the holy moment when Christ was born, in just a few moments, we're going to join together and sing the song that's echoed through generations, reminding us of the peace and wonder of Christ's birth. We're going to sing Silent Night together. So now what I want you to do is, as we close our time in a special way, when you came in tonight, you received a candle. I want to ask you to take that out at this time. And if you have kids, in the bag they got coming in, the bag, there is a battery-operated candle. All you do to turn that on is just twist the bottom of that candle. There you go. And just turn that on. And then at this time, coming down the aisles, there are candle lighters. And so they're going to light the candle of the people sitting in the aisle seats. So if you're sitting in one of the aisle seats, be ready. They're going to light your candle. And then when your candle's lit, you just turn to the person next to you and you light their candle, and we'll go so on and so forth until we get the whole room, every candle lit. And then once that's done, we'll come out and we'll sing Silent Night as we close. So once your candle's lit, I want to ask you to stand to your feet. And then once everyone's got their candle lit, we'll sing together. Would you pray with me? Jesus, we thank you that on that silent night over 2,000 years ago, that your birth was good news that causes great joy, and you came for all people. And so, Lord, this Christmas, I pray for each and every person that came here tonight, even walking out of here, I pray you would fill every person with the joy of the Lord, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you. I pray you help us to keep our attention and our focus on you this Christmas, because you're what it's all about. And we thank you for the opportunity to gather here tonight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Guys, thanks so much for joining us here tonight. It's always a pleasure to be together. And from each of us here at Northwoods, we just want to say, Merry Christmas. Have a great night, guys. We love you. Be safe.